أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا بدلنا آية مكان آية والله أعلم بما ينزل قالوا إنما أنت مفتر بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون قل نزله روح القدس من ربك بالحق ليثبت الذين آمنوا وهدى وبشرى للمسلمين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 101 and 102 of Surah An-Nahl. One part of Quran and the wahi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed ayat, Allah Ta'ala revealed verses. In those verses were laws and commandments of Allah. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala abrogated them. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala annulled them. And in place of that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had placed another rule, another law. Two very simple examples just for our understanding. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in Makkah Mukarramah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the verses of Surah Muzzammil, and there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made the Tahajjud Salah compulsory. And then after 1 year, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala abrogated that compulsion. In other words, Tahajjud was no more fard, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had kept it as a non-fard ibadah, and that carries on up to this day. Then we look at another example, simple for us to understand, is that in Makkah Mukarramah, despite all the difficulties our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through, Sahaba were going through, and their enthusiasm to make jihad fi sabilillah was growing, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, fa'afu anhum wasfahu, that forgive them, overlook them, and there was no rule of jihad, but the rule was of forgiveness. Then in Madinah Munawwara, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made jihad compulsory on this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that will be in the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the Quraysh and the people of Makkah, they began to look at this and they began to create doubts in the hearts of the believers with regards to why would this all happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this and Allah says, وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً, that when we change one ayah, مَكَانَ آيَةً, in the place of another ayah, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best what Allah Rabbul Izzat reveals. This is in the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَر, and they began to say that you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a fabricator. You fabricate these verses. They are coming from within yourself because of these changes. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in various other ayats of the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala showed the wisdom that this all lies within the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We will look at it from a medical point of view. There will be some medication that is given initially to a person, then the doctor stops that and another medication is given. That is all in the course of treatment. And this was also in the cause of a spiritual treatment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had done this. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of them do not know. They do not have the understanding with regards of this. Then the other aspect was that they will say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this was from within yourself. This Quran is your own compilation. They are your own words. So Allah Rabbul Izzat responds to that and Allah says, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ, say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that الرُّوحُ الْقُدُسِ, that refers to Jibreel, that is the pure soul, he had brought this Quran, from whom, مِنْ رَبِّكَ, from your Rabb, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bil haqqi, with the truth. In other words, there is no other aspect with regards to this, that this Quran had come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salam to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala uses Ruhul Qudus in different places also with regards to Jibreel to show us one very important aspect. Allah ta'ala is Pak, Allah ta'ala is pure. Jibreel was pure. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pure. This wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pure. And from that pure being, via that pure creation of Allah, Jibreel, to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purity of the Quran was transferred. Why? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would establish firmly those who believed, those who brought iman. And this is referring to the revelation of the Quran over the period of 23 years in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahudan, and this Quran is a means of hidayat that Allah ta'ala had sent. Wabushra lil muslimin, and it is a means of glad tidings that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to those who had brought iman. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this wisdom of Allah. Allah will abrogate, Allah had changed in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam those laws, and that is in the wisdom and the hikmah of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.